Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
The Hulk goes to heaven. I'm talking about Hulk Hogan. We will miss him here, but see him there. We've got to watch our own six. MAGA be warned. Kevin Kiley exposes Newsom's plot to subvert California voters into giving him and his party sole power over redistricting. Wait till you find out why. And what he has planned. Epstein update. An update on the vax issue. And of course, the big news is all about Obama, Brennan, Comey, Hillary, and Clapper, and the conspiracy to overthrow the 2016 election. It's a coup, friend. Tulsi Gabbard calls it a treasonous conspiracy. And we've got the receipts. There's a post circulating that claims Tim Allen, the comedian, wrote a post that originated with another guy by the same name. He put it on his Facebook page on August 25, 2019. It turns out he's a jewelry technician from Virginia, but no one has debunked his statements. Let's take a look at them. Women are upset at Trump's naughty words. They also bought 80 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey. Not one feminist has defended Sarah Sanders. It seems women's rights only matter if those women are liberal. Chelsea Clinton got out of college and got a job at NBC that paid $900,000 a year. Her mom flies around the country speaking out about white privilege. And just like that, they went from being against foreign interference in our elections to allowing non-citizens to vote in our elections. President Trump's wall costs less than the Obamacare website. They sent more troops and armaments to arrest Roger Stone than they sent to defend Benghazi. 60 years ago, Venezuela was the fourth on the World Economic Freedom Index. Today, they are 179th, and their citizens are dying of starvation. In only 10 years, Venezuela was destroyed by democratic socialism. Nancy Pelosi invited illegal aliens to the State of the Union, while President Trump invited victims of illegal aliens to the State of the Union. Bill Clinton paid $850,000 to Paula Jones to get her to go away. I don't remember the FBI raiding his lawyer's office. Maxine Waters opposes voter ID laws. She thinks that they are racist. You need to have a photo ID to attend her town hall meetings. Oh, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Everybody should have at least one liberal friend, preferably one who will engage you in an honest exchange of ideas. I met with such a friend of mine lately, and we talked for 5 hours straight. Wasn't the plan, just turned out that way. It was very amicable and very enlightening. I'm going to chat with you about that in my Brain Massage live episode Saturday night, July 26, 2025. I aim for 7 p.m., but it depends on how the day rolls out. My friend suggested that I have been weaponized by our mutual enemies to agitate for discord, and he recommended that I adjust my tone to facilitate unity. I promised I would think about that. I did. I've explained the them and us bifurcation of our culture many times. Also described, by the way, as the ideological divide or the ideological polarization of America. I agreed with my liberal friend that this is driven by design and that those driving the hatred we see manifested between manufactured classes and divisions by race, gender, income, religion, generational isolation, right? Xers versus boomers. It never stops. Who did this? How did it happen? I don't think I've gone through a day in 50 years where I was not confronted, assaulted, might be a better term, with someone trying to pick a fight with me. And I've been called everything from bigot to maggot, everything from fascist to racist, everything from, you get the idea. Hillary called us deplorables, remember that? And Obama disparaged us as God and gun clingers. We've been dismissed as flyover country, an intended slight suggesting that those of us who live outside the hubbub of big cities between L.A. and New York, Chicago, D.C., and so on, that we're irrelevant. This will surprise some. We never cared. I certainly didn't. Their insults never landed. We responded with good humor, a yawn, a roll of the eyes, perhaps, and then we went on with our lives. When it came from presidential candidates or presidents, we laughed at them and had some fun with it. For example, we used to host a Lights On banquet. We need to do another one. We did that for our brain massage audience, and we offered a door prize called the God and Gunclinger Home Defense Kit. It included a brand new, very nice, leather-bound Bible and a really awesome gun. Many went around wearing t-shirts that had variations on the theme like, I'm a proud deplorable. In other words, we just had fun with it. But then something changed, and it was no longer fun. Now, friend, we've got to watch our own six. MAGA be warned. They are trying to troll us. I used to fish with my dad quite a bit, and often we would troll. We'd put four or five baited hooks in the water, set the poles and pole holders, and, you know, depending on what we were fishing for, my dad would set the speed to crawl or putt along, and we'd watch the poles for a hit. A lot of trolling goes on in the social media world and from news sources, and I've noticed that a lot of insincere people are contriving headlines as clickbait. You ever hit on clickbait? I have. It's very annoying. It's motivated mostly by love of money. You know that one? However, a new phenomenon has emerged. Some malicious individuals disseminate false information purposely, trying to hook gullible right-wingers, flooding our platforms with bogus statements that appeal to MAGA types to make a mockery of the whole MAGA movement. They want government censorship of social media platforms to control the narrative. They're disappointed that we didn't let them have that. I think these trolls are serving a purpose to break down our confidence in the integrity of free speech. I think it's a message intended to prompt us to abandon trusting free speech as the best check on misinformation and to accept government-moderated speech instead. Now, we're not going to buy it any more than we bought into their warnings about democracy being destroyed by allowing people to say whatever they want to say. You can't do that. You got to have government to come in and monitor your speech. Yeah, sometimes what happens is a recognizable name throws out an allegation without revealing that it's an opinion or a concern or an assumption. It's laid out there as a flat statement of fact, and then people run with it. But in fact, it was simply an expression of an opinion, sometimes premised on almost nothing. The Massey allegations regarding Thune and Johnson serve as a recent example. As you know, Congress has recessed without confirming Trump's appointments, or many of them, to key positions, including well over 200 positions in his administration and about 50 judges. There's been talk of Trump moving forward with recess appointments. Now, Massey ex-posted, quote, bad news. At Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune plan to convene and adjourn every 4 or 5 days to block Trump from making those appointments, end quote. Now, Massey did not say he thinks Thune and Johnson are conspiring to block recess appointments. He declared it as a matter of fact. Well, as a matter of fact, neither Johnson nor Thune has made any statement to that effect. As a matter of fact, there has been talk by Johnson, and I think Thune also, why they prefer the regular process of Senate confirmation and so on. But they said, you know, there is a possibility of calling Congress to the floor to take care of some of these appointments. And as a matter of fact, Thune has spoken favorably of some recess appointments. As a matter of fact, Massey has not been a team player on Trump's team. It seems unlikely he said this with any sensitivity favoring Trump's agenda. We got to watch our backs. The president's too. Some have gotten positively livid about this. Me too, by the way. When I first read it, before I bothered to look more deeply, take the time to do that. Turns out neither Johnson nor Thune has officially, or so far as I can find, unofficially, said anything remotely affirming this suspicion. The point isn't that Massey's wrong about it. We'll see. The point is, it's irresponsible to throw out this sort of thing as an assertion of fact rather than as an expression of concern. It goes to the criticism Massey gets a lot of, that he's simply a bomb thrower, a grandstander clamoring for attention. Trump has said as much. Along the same lines, here is a post alleging that Cash Patel received a report from a whistleblower that judges had taken bribes from, quote, migrant trafficking funds, end quote, and that these allegations or this whistleblower report was passed on by Cash to AG Bondi. This is not confirmed by Patel, Bondi, or any other source beyond the social media posters who are spreading the rumor. I think they are flooding social media with such outlandish assertions to break our confidence in free speech. Can't trust people just to say what they want to say. Whether or not this is an organized agenda, it is what could happen if we don't watch our six. Kevin Kiley exposes Newsom's plot to subvert California voters into giving him and his party sole power over redistricting. According to ABC 7 News, Gavin is responding to a Texas plan to redraw districts in favor of Republicans. So he wants to take control of drawing district lines to counter this. So he wants to redraw the lines to favor Democrats. I don't know this news lady's name, but she said, quote, Newsom said maybe it's time that California stop playing fair, end quote. It's unbelievable. This guy's a disaster. Here's Representative Kiley's remarks. In 2010, California voters took redistricting out of the hands of politicians and placed it into the hands of a citizen commission. Quote, they said that voters should choose their politicians. Politicians shouldn't choose their voters, end quote. I think Newsom sees the red wave building in California, and he wants to take back control of drawing district lines in order to ensure a continued Democratic majority in California. What he said was that if Texas can draw lines to favor Republicans, well, then California can draw lines to favor Democrats. you know, Gov, that's why we took this from you jokers in the first place. Unreal. According to Kiley, Newsom, quote, initially proposed simply ignoring the California Commission, ignoring the Constitution, and overriding his maps with those that he and the legislature drew, a legislature dominated by Democrats. Kiley figures someone told him that this scheme would be struck down in court, so he changed his plan. He pivoted. He intends to call for a special election. This is Kiley now, quote, they will use confusing ballot language and other means of deception to try to fool voters into dismantling the independent commission that they recently established, end quote. By the way, I live in California, and I can tell you this business about confusing ballot language, it is what they do here. Meanwhile, Newsom's wife says it's time for America to follow California's lead. Really? Really? What should the rest of America follow? How about the hundreds of thousands leaving our state, fleeing to red states? Maybe they should follow those Californians. How about crisis homelessness? Should follow that maybe. Increased by 31.6% despite spending over $24 billion on this issue. California accounts for about one-third of the U.S. homeless population, even though it's only a 12th of the population. How about the rising crime rates in California? The nation's approaching the lowest death rate in our history under Trump. Crime has gone up when it's going down everywhere else. High cost of living. The worst in the nation. Job growth has lagged. State growth is an abysmal 0.1% in contrast with the year-over-year national average of 1.5%. Now, California has the world's fifth largest economy, the world's fifth largest, and runs a $20 billion deficit. A housing crisis, an education crisis, unemployment fraud crisis, immigration and sanctuary policies that have created an illegal alien invasion crisis. Shall we talk about the high-speed rail mismanagement or the draconian COVID-19 response and his hypocritical in-your-face elitist snobbery, snubbing Californians eating at the French restaurant over there without a mask while we had to wear them, telling us that the bars and the marijuana dispensaries could be open, but churches must close? You got to be kidding me. Let's pray God the rest of America doesn't follow this ridiculous failed state under Gavin Newsom. And we're not done. Election integrity issues and his derelict failure to manage our wildfires. I mean, it doesn't end. This lady, the only example California provides that the rest of America should heed is do everything you can to stay as far away from Newsom as you possibly can. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Hey, my friends, give Becky a shout out and try Andrew St. Wilson's cellular tea. It's remarkable. Contact her by email. SantaMariaCellularTea@gmail.com. That's SantaMariaCellularTea@gmail.com. Now contact her right away and you'll get free shipping. SantaMariaCellularTea@gmail.com. You can also call my listener response hotline at 805-314-2114 and say, I want some tea. I'll be repeating that number at the end of the show. Let's give you an Epstein update. What will Ghislaine reveal? It is interesting that Maxwell was never offered any sort of plea deal. That's something I was surprised to hear. Oh, Jeffy, you know, he got a huge plea deal break, didn't he? From charges amounting to what would come down to 20 to life, reduced to 18 months with work release, meaning he slept in the jail cell, got up in the morning, went home, did whatever he's got to do, come back at night. And then he only served, I think, 13 months of the 18 months. You get a one-year registration requirement. You got to be kidding me. This is unreal. And now they have Ghislaine, his pimp, and no one even thinks about offering her any kind of plea deal to get to the people that she provided. I mean, they did not want to know who Jeffy's team served. Someone said Ghislaine knows if she gives bogus information, whatever plea deal she gets is going to be off the table. That's a motivation for her to be honest. Well, we'll see. The CIA, Mossad, MI6 client list is going to be a challenge. But God is able to expose this. If our CIA or Mossad or MI6 or anyone else has fed children to the appetites of perverts in order to gain political power or leverage, I want them to be tethered to the same millstone hung on these perverts' necks and have them cast into the sea, or perhaps over there in that Florida swamp. I read this meme that said, quote, if you're cheering on the idea of impoverished migrants being attacked by alligators, you are a certifiably bad person, end quote. Really? My tongue is so firmly ensconced in my cheek, you'll hear a loud pluck when I pull it out. If you take people who are making a joke seriously, you are certifiably an idiot. One of the biggest problems with libs is they don't seem to have any kind of sense of humor, except when they're holding a mock-up of Trump's severed head or yucking it up over a remark from an actor that says something like, it's been a long time since an actor has assassinated a president. Maybe it's something we should think about. And then about 100 other dark anti-Trump jokes. Then they get funny. Besides, I've never heard anyone say such a thing. I mean, not even as a joke. Not even from a MAGA. No one thinks it's funny to say, oh, look, an impoverished migrant has just been swallowed by an alligator. You gotta be kidding me. Hey, you who wrote this, did you hear any MAGA person say anything like, did you hear anybody make a joke like that? I would never make such a joke, of course. Except I must say, when it comes to pedos and rapists and CIA operatives engaged in this kind of activity, then I would say, whatever happens to them when tethered to a millstone and cast into a swamp of alligators and crocs is justice. And yeah, alligators and crocs do kind of swim together in the southern Florida swamps. Oh, and if you think this is equivalent to cheering on impoverished migrants being attacked by alligators, You're beyond an idiot. You're a wicked false accuser who's been weaponized by the left to agitate discord with lies. I'm making a point. I'm going to have to do the vax update thing during the Brain Massage Live episode Saturday night. The big news is Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, has got the receipts. Obama, Brennan, Comey, and Clapper conspired to overthrow the 2016 election. Tulsi Gabbard calls it treasonous conspiracy. That's because the goal was to perpetrate a coup against the duly elected president of the United States. Devin Nunes warned President Trump this was going on, and now he's been vindicated fully. The commander-in-chief of our military, the constitutional leader of our country, the only elected official appointed by the whole of the people to his office, they wanted him removed contrary to the will of the people, and they hatched this conspiracy to get it done. It's treason. See the complete White House briefing press conference here, link in my notes. And here's an official statement from the DNI that you should read, linked in my notes. Would you like a transcript of Tulsi's statement given at the White House briefing? Well, go here. Also, by the way, you could see this or section of it in the appendix of today's show notes. And you can get those from our website, brainmassage.net. Key takeaways. We have a document signed by Obama revealing that for special findings or whatever they call it, they would not accept the intelligence community assessment that had been prepared for him. And so Obama ordered another one. The one that was rejected included statements from intelligence that Russia had no credible impact on the election, and it did not make any connections between Russian interference and Donald Trump because there weren't any to be made. The new ICA, created at the behest of President Obama, included not only the idea that Russia interfered in the election to help Trump win, and I think it also implied, or if it did not directly state, that Trump was in collusion with Russia on the scheme. And per Brennan's insistence, the infamous Hillary campaign-funded Russia dossier, or Steele dossier, was also included, and that over the expressed objections of key intelligence officials within the department who knew the dossier was full of lies and from a disreputable source. In other words, Obama said effectively, we don't want that ICA, intelligence community assessment, that totally debunks the whole Hillary narrative that they had been playing all the way through the campaign. Make a new one. Clapper contacted the team and said, per the president's direction, yeah, it's quote unquote, and assigned them the tasks that were needed to be fulfilled to create this new ICA that met the needs. And the need was actionable intelligence, quote unquote, suggesting Trump colluded with Russia to steal the 2016 election. Tulsi brings out that Russia had intel on Hillary that would have been damaging to her campaign, and Russia expected Hillary to win. They held this back and did not release it because they expected her to win, probably because they wanted her to win. And they planned they'd use it to play with her and mess with her and compromise her and control her later on during her presidency. If Russia wanted Trump to win, well, they would have released this. The whole idea that Putin was working for and with Trump was totally unfounded and absurd. Hillary got the idea rolling during the campaign with her Fusion GPS-produced Steele dossier. And when she lost, Obama decided, or they got together and hatched the plot to use this to excuse her loss, which would provide cover when they set up this plan to get Trump impeached and removed from office and replaced with Hillary. We all lived through that nonsense. I don't need to tell you what this bitter, poisoned man, Obama, and this bitter, poisoned soul, Hillary, did to this country. This is going to get to Hillary eventually. I think Trump, perhaps saving this as icing on the cake he's preparing for American justice. We'll see. Her culpability will have to be more than hiring GPS Fusion to create the Steele dossier, although I don't know, I'm not on the inside of the legal thinking here. It'll come up, however, when we discover, if we discover, a meeting between Hillary and Obama in which it was decided to use the Russian collusion hoax and the Steele dossier to remove Trump from office and insert her into the presidency. Wait for it. And by the way, as an aside, remember Uranium One? Russia donated $0.00 to the Trump campaign. but donated $145,600,000 to the Clinton Foundation. I'm just saying. Oh, I hear all of you say, that's not true. That's not true. Okay, well, I've got all the evidence presented in my notes here in links. You read through it, decide for yourself. I've read through it. That's what I decided. Putin never wanted Trump to win. He was waiting for Hillary. Remember, Obama gave Crimea to Russia. Biden set up Putin to, with the excuse he needed to make a move to take the rest of Ukraine. The whole NATO thing, the Democrats have never been enemies of Russia or Putin. I mean, going back to the days of Teddy Kennedy when he colluded with Russia to undermine President Reagan. It's an old story with these guys. The liberal politics of America have always been aligned with and affiliated with and infiltrated by Russian communists. Probably the most poignant moment came in the Tulsi revelations when a reporter, first name Emily, asked, do you believe that any of this new information implicates former President Obama in criminal behavior? DNI Gabbard replied, we have referred and will continue to refer all of these documents to the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate the criminal implications of this. Reporter, for even former President Obama? Gabbard, correct. The evidence that we have found and that we have released directly point to President Obama leading the manufacturing of this intelligence assessment. There are multiple pieces of evidence and intelligence that confirm that fact, end quote. Do you believe Obama is complicit in the crime of treasonous conspiracy? Correct. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button, click, you know, complete the form there and send it to me. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. That's 805-314-2114. And if you want to try Becky's tea and have free shipping thrown in, then you say, when you call, say, I want some tea, and we'll get back to you and arrange that. Or you can email her at santamariacellulartea@gmail.com. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. And by the way, the offer of free shipping for the cellular tea, that's only for our radio audience. But the tea is available to anybody who would like to try it. Email her at santamariacellulartea@gmail.com.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.